Song of Solomon, chapter 3, verse 5, and I'm reading the Message translation. Oh, let me warn you, sisters in Jerusalem, by the gazelles, yes, by all the wild deer, don't excite love, don't stir it up until the time is ripe and you're ready. Mildred Kingsley Okonkwo here, Bible Before Breakfast. We've gotten into the frenzy of Valentine's Day. Everywhere you turn, people are putting up flowers, people are putting up pictures, people are planning. It's getting crazier. Are you a single person out there? Are you feeling oppressed, pressured? Are you feeling like the whole world has someone they love and you don't? Then here's something for you. Don't excite love. Don't stir it up until the time is right. Don't do it until you're ready. And I'm speaking especially to the young girls out there, to the sisters in Jerusalem. Don't let anyone push you into a relationship until you are ready for it. Just because everyone is getting flowers, you don't need it. Flowers die. If everyone is getting cake, all you need is a tiny slice. Buy yourself some cake, but don't be pressured into doing something you shouldn't just because of a day. You wake up the next morning and you'll regret it. I heard the story many years ago. A dear, dear daughter of mine was in her final year in the university, and she had stayed a virgin, but her friends used to tease her about it. She was a Christian girl. And they would make fun of her. You're the only one. You're not cool. You're too young. You're naive. You don't know what's happening. You're not cool. You know, they made such a fuss that she actually began to feel like something was wrong with her. And so Valentine's Day of that year, she got into a relationship with a guy and decided it was time to lose her virginity. She did. She hated every minute of it, but she did it anyway. Because everyone else was doing it. Few months down the line, she got ill. And they tried to find what was wrong with her, but they couldn't. Her body just seemed to be shutting down on her. And it seemed like it was a virus that should go, but it wasn't. It just wasn't going. And someone suggested an HIV test. And she thought, that's crazy. Why would I do an HIV test? And she did an HIV test and she found out she had been infected. How? Then she remembered that the condom they used that day actually broke. But she thought nothing of it because he was sharp. He pulled out just in time. Today she's HIV positive because of pressure. Now, that might not be your story. In fact, I hope that's not your story. But I'm also still concerned that you're getting into a relationship just because everyone is telling you it's time. Don't let them excite love. Don't let them stir it up until you're ready. Don't do that. Now, what should you do? When everyone is going out and having a boyfriend, a girlfriend, and doing everything they want, there's so many things you can do. And I'll just share a few of them with you. Number one, pray. Yeah, I said it, pray. And when I say pray, I don't mean, God give me a man, God give me a man, God do it. No. I mean, have an intimate relationship with Jesus. You know, especially for the young lady, this is what I always say, and it's a mantra that I lived by, that your heart should be so hid in Christ that the man who comes after your heart has to get to Jesus first to get your heart. I heard that many years ago and it just changed my life. Let me tell you, if you're in a relationship with Jesus and you are in love with him, he will make sure that the man who comes for your heart will not mess it up. You will have a standard that you live by. If Jesus loved you this way, you shouldn't settle for less. You shouldn't settle for a guy who doesn't treat you well, who doesn't speak to you right, a guy who doesn't believe in you, a guy who just wants to rip your clothes off, who doesn't want to get to your heart. You already have a standard because you understand the love of God. And he will send you a worthy son, a son who is worthy of you because he knows that you're precious. So pray. Spend time getting to know God. And as you're getting to know him, you'll get to know yourself. You will get to know the things that you should do and the things that you should not do, things that you should accept and the things that you should not accept. Pray. Spend time praying. Build a relationship with God. Build a relationship with the Holy Spirit and let it be an intimate one. Be so full of love and so satisfied that if a guy brings on his own love, it's just an addition. You are not desperate. You are not so thirsty for love that you accept anything. If you won't accept diesel as a drink just because you're thirsty, then why accept anything less than the purest form of love? If you spend time loving God, you will recognize true love when it comes. The second thing you can do is find your purpose. Purpose is so important. And it's so key to everything you will ever do in your life. There must be something more to your life than wanting to be in a relationship. Life is much more than marriage. There has to be something that wakes you up in the morning. There has to be something that unlocks your passion. There has to be something that keeps you going even when you're exhausted. And you see, the Bible says that two cannot walk together except they be agreed. If we're not going in the same direction, then I can't go with you. If you don't know what your purpose is, then how do you know who to go with? So spend time discovering your purpose. Spend time discovering who you are. Don't let your focus be about marriage or relationship only. Third thing you need to do is prepare. If you're going to get into a relationship one day, then I think you should be ready for it. Read books, attend seminars, listen to podcasts, learn, read your Bible. It's the best relationship book you'll ever find. Read your Bible. There's so many love stories in there. There's so many do's and don'ts and so many things. The secret to having a great marriage is found in the Bible. So read your Bible. Get ready. Find out the things you should know before you get into marriage. Find out the things you should do when you get into marriage. And find out how you should live with another human being. A lot of things are going to challenge how you think, how you were trained, how you were raised. But the Word of God will always put you in check. So prepare yourself, because one day you will be ready. And when you're ready to get married, you should be ready for marriage. Then plan. Have a solid plan for your life. Think about how you want to see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years. Anything that takes you off the route of that plan shouldn't be a part of that plan. So I heard this really interesting story. Okay, so not really a story, but I spoke to someone and she was having a difficult marriage. And I asked her, how did you meet this guy? And she said, oh, she was already in a relationship with another guy. And she was on her way to do her master's in the UK. A master's that had been pretty much paid for by the guy she was in a relationship with. And then she met this guy who wanted to marry her as well. And the guy just said to her, you know what, let's get married. In 5 months, she threw away the plan to have a master's. And they've been married for almost 20 years now, and she still hasn't done that master's. And now she's struggling with the kind of job that she's doing. She would have gotten a better job if she had stayed on the path of that plan. So what's the plan for your life? Have a plan. Yes, be a bit flexible, but don't let it take you off the pathway. Don't let it take you off the pathway. If you see where you're going, you see who you want to become in a couple of years, then you will know whether the person you're with or the person you want to get into a relationship is the person you want to see by your side in those 5 or 10 years. I always tell single people, don't marry for where you are, marry for where you're going. Don't marry this guy just because you think he's cute right now. In 10 years, would he be financially cute? In 10 years, would he be a cute parent? In 10 years, will he be spiritually cute? Or would he have faded away? So have a plan and stick to the plan. Finally, in this season, have fun. Play. You know, Jesus came that we may have life and enjoy that life till it is full and overflowing. John 10:10. Enjoy your life. Now that there's no one in it to determine what you do and what you don't do, enjoy your life. Spend time praying. Spend time traveling. Spend time buy things you want to buy. Do things you want to do. Save. Go places you want to go to. It's so hard to travel with kids. It's so hard to travel with another person. And before you start having kids, before you get married, enjoy your life. Travel the world, see the world, do a new course, learn something new, have a new hobby, learn something, learn how to drive, learn how to swim. These are life skills. Learn how to cook. Life skills. Have fun and enjoy yourself. Go to the movies, go to the spa, get a massage, do something for yourself and have fun doing it. So today I challenge you to enjoy yourself, to find time to pray and build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. I challenge you today to read your Bible so you can find purpose and you can establish a plan for your life. Today I challenge you to take the time and ask God to fill up your life so that you are not put under pressure by all the other things that are going on around you. I challenge you to take time and read the Bible today. And do it before you have breakfast. Good morning. I'm glad you decided to start your day like this. Bible before breakfast with Mildred Kingsley-Okonkwo.